Wednesday, April 4th marks the 50th anniversary of the death of Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King was assassinated in 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee, while fighting poverty and racism in America. The Vatican's representative to the United Nations in Geneva, Archbishop Ivan Jurkovic, told Alessandro Gisolti that Martin Luther King Jr. and Pope Francis both stressed the importance of nonviolence and global solidarity.
It is certainly linked to his personality. To his historical moment, he lived in a very specific historical moment, very important, and he left an undeniable seal to this historical period. From that on, we could see a continued development of defense of human rights, especially within the international institutions, but also within general public audience. The world community has become more conscious of necessity to defend human rights, and especially those who were visibly and absolutely inequivocally discriminated. And this is what Martin Luther King did, and he represents a very clear beginning. And we think that we are, his heritage is accompanying us today.
Speaking at the U.S. Congress in 2015, Pope Francis said that Martin Luther King's dream continues to inspire us. What do you think are the points of convergence between the Pope and the Afro-American leader?
I think is that both are sticking to two enormously important principles. The first is that principle of nonviolence. Every human development can be achieved only through the nonviolence. Violence represents more new problems and new divisions. And the other is universal fraternity. The church believes, and Martin Luther King believed, that we are all belong to one human family, and we have to overcome every divisions that are based especially on the racial or the social. And I think this is what is today as important as it used to be at that time.
In many parts of the world, we see, unfortunately, the rebirth of racism and discrimination. What can the Holy See do, what is doing, by taking the example of a man like Martin Luther King?
The perception at the United Nations, and probably everywhere in the world, you can see that in the papers, in media, is that the general atmosphere in front of certain social phenomena, in front of claim of human rights, is becoming more intoxicated, somehow more violent, less universal. And this has happened in a couple of years. It is not the problem that we have different political leaderships in the world, but it's a problem that we have a general atmosphere, so the people in the street are thinking, what we can do today? If it was useful and necessary to do something, I think it's necessary to do today. Going back exactly to the same ideas that inspired Martin Luther King and are inspiring today's papers. The perception is that Pope Francis is one of the few really defending consistently and in any occasion to fight these ideas. The striving for peace is not only a method. It's not that it's something that we have to do from today to tomorrow, but it must become a global paradigm of political development. So we will have no just society in the future if we do not join this deep evangelical, spiritual ideas that are sharing, that are common to Martin Luther King and also to Pope Francis.
That was Archbishop Ivan Jurkovic speaking to Alessandro Gisolti.